Blog Talk Radio. You tune into Anointed Sounds Radio Station, giving you the hits and much, much more this evening on the Anointed Thought Show with your girl Elena Sanders.
And Lisa Williams.
And we are here today to bring you some great news and to interview some wonderful people like we always do on our Monday nights on our show. And today we have, who we have today, Lisa? Who's coming on the show today?
Dwayne Williams, author.
Dwayne Williams with his book, Reputations Fade Away. Dwayne's going to be on the line a little later, but, you know, I just want to talk about a great day I've had today. What about you, Lisa?
Man, look, today was my first day back on the job. Hallelujah.
Amen for that. We can go back to eating steak.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Amen for that. Up to all of those who were laid off during this recession and
finding
jobs, because we know there are jobs out there, but it's hard to do it. And, you know,
well, let me tell you, I think it was all God. It was all, you know, being a Christian for over 5 years now, I've started to see God's hand. I literally can pinpoint when God is actually moving. And it's such a blessing because, you know, I started having a lot of doubts and a little confusion on what to do, where God really wants me to be. And let me tell you, when he moves, he moves. He just started to open doors and put people in my path to help open doors. It was just amazing. And I just saw his handprint all over it. And I got a job. So, I mean, it's definitely where he wants me to be because I've been praying for his will.
Amen. So, let you know, everybody, those who are out of a job during this economic time, it can be done. Don't stress. Don't worry about it. I know that's easier said than done.
Right. Keep praying.
Bills to pay, but, you know, just try to leave it in the hands of the man who actually can take care of you during this time, you know. But I'm glad, at least, that you're back on track doing your thing. You know, it's awesome when you can make your own money, I tell you.
Hallelujah.
It's just awesome when you can just get that money in here, you know.
Right.
It's just a wonderful thing. So
Because there's some work to be done, you know. There's work to do. And God has just... He blew my mind. I mean, he continues to blow my mind.
Yes.
I'm just so grateful.
And as one of our declarations at the church, it says, money is a connector. In order to help take care of the kingdom, I must connect myself with it.
That's
so
right.
I got to have some money coming in.
Hallelujah.
The kingdom. So that's an awesome thing right there. But today we have Dwayne Williams. Tell us a little bit about Dwayne Williams, Lisa.
Well, let me tell you, Dwayne is a man of very many distinguishing titles, including father, son, brother, and now he's a writer. And just from reading Dwayne's book, I mean, my God, he led such a hazardous lifestyle. It's amazing that he has made it out. Again, God is at work. I think, you know, from all the things that he had gotten into when he was younger, some things were not his fault. Some things, you know, he had a hand in doing.
Right.
But ultimately, he turned his life over to the Lord and changed his life. He, you know, in his book, he talks about how he wanted to be different, how he wanted to see a change in his life, but he didn't know what to do. He didn't know where to go. Well, God led him where he needs to be, and he changed his life, and now he's using his gift as a writer as an avenue for both he and his readers.
All right. I can't wait to have Dwayne on a little bit later, but we're going to go to some music. We're going to play a little Molly music.
All right now.
Molly music. I'm telling you, Lisa, when we first actually heard Molly, where were we in Tennessee?
Yes.
Doing the Gospel Music Workshop of America. We were at an event, and this brother is so talented.
He's
out of here all the time talking about Molly music.
Mm-hmm.
He's out of Savannah, Georgia, right here, Georgia native, where we're located here in the Anointed Sounds. So I always talk about him, and one of the things that's great, he's an independent artist doing some wonderful things for the kingdom, and he has a different flow of music than you normally would hear in the Christian industry, which is great. So that means he's touching people that he don't normally touch with our music.
That's right.
So, you know, as I say, we're not trying to touch the old mama of the church. We've been sitting in the pews. You know, she should know what to do by now. We hope so.
Right.
So, but he's trying to reach some people that's outside. So we're going to just go to Miley Music right now. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned on Anointed Sounds Radio. Here's Miley Music.
Miley.
You defeat me in the depths of my soul, and I mean
you want it to come to
real. Yeah, I'ma stand my crown and I'ma fight.
I know
the Lamb of Jesus
Christ. I refuse to a faith of the trust in you. So I wrote this song to you.
I never had a feeling like this before. I ain't never really liked you since I came to the Lord. All the stunts that you're pulling really getting on my nerves. Forget what you used to, forget what you heard in the word. A light on lap, I feel the bit I walk with. The more I eat, the more I hate the mouth that you talk with. Holiness before me, pull me back when I get near it. I punch you in the face if you were in the spirit.
But the enemy comes on me too. Give you a
nothing about you. He's trying to take you out. It feels good, but you're dying, man. He's nasty and he's mean. Come on, the winning team. Don't play with him no more. You see, I had to let him go. Cause
I
you a lie and the truth ain't in me. Trying to do my parents, my brother, my sister.
You want
to
be me.
It ain't gonna be easy, no.
I
despise you with all my soul. I'm disgusted by your presence alone. Yes, God can mold me. Yes, I'm saved and my body's holy. Yes, I was gifted, but Christ unfold me. Don't believe the lie, y'all, the devil's phony.
He's just mad cause he can't hold me no more. Got an open door, he can't close. Trying to take me out, yeah, he came close. I got a word now, y'all, and I'm so bold.
Like no weapons formed against me, y'all. You can never prosper.
Never seen the righteous.
Grandmama and you.
You
say that I just can't stand.
I refuse to a faith of the trust in you. So I wrote this song to you.
I hate you, wanna fight you. Can't tell you how much I don't like you. A deceiver and a liar. You get on my last nerve, I despise you. You stupid and simple, trying to devour me. I'm a temple, now I'm fed up. And I want you to know that
you were lying, you were cheat, you deceived
me. From the depths of my soul, man, I mean
you wanted to kill me, but it ain't gonna be no
life. Yeah, I'ma stand my ground and fight
the blood
of the Lamb of Jesus Christ.
And I'm seen from the prostitute, so I wrote this song for you. Yes, you can fight ya.
You're still tuning to Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more with the girl Elena
and Lisa.
It looks like we had a little mix up with Dwayne, our assistant, wonderful assistant. I tell you, I think the date was coming up after conversing with him. So it was a kind of mix up. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring Dwayne back. We apologize, Dwayne. I'll make sure I get with our assistant and find out what exactly happened. But you know what? We keep on moving because things
That's right.
like that happen. So we're going to keep on moving. But one of the things, Lisa, I usually always mention is that why do people in the church, not all, frowned upon when a Christian artist may take a secular song and turn it to gospel?
Well, it's all a religious thing. You know, I have these conversations with many people, and I think when it gets into their heads that, oh, you're supposed to be, now, don't get me wrong, let me preface this by saying, yes, as Christians, we should be different. We should stand out as light and salt of God. We should. But I think sometimes people who are super religious take it to the extreme, and that's why a lot of times it's hard to get people in the world to come to the church, because they look at the people in the church as hypocrites, because they judge everything, but then they don't live this holier-than-thou life that they're judging other people by. So back to your question, as far as taking the music of secular music and, you know, turning it into gospel. Did I cut out?
No, yeah.
Okay. Turning it into gospel, I don't see anything wrong with it personally, especially in this day and time when you have so many youth out there who don't respond to anything else. You know, you have to get them some way. And a pastor that I had once before talked about using bait to get people in the church.
Wow.
Well, what better bait that people can relate to? But then you, because it's the rhythm that normally reels people in. But then there's a message. If there's a powerful message in that, then God can use that to draw those people in.
Wow, that's interesting. So I challenge any gospel artist that's out there. I also put it up on Facebook. I put it on all the networks. If you can call in, let me challenge you. If you can call in and take a secular song that's out there and call in and do it freestyle. Freestyle gospel. We'll give you a shout out. Call us at 646-378-1119. And I want to say that I'm like the queen of doing that.
I love it. I love doing it.
I do that all the time. I will take a song and I will turn it into a gospel song. Because especially when I'm at an event where there's a lot of youth like us, I could still consider myself youth. I don't care how old I am.
Of course.
But if there's individuals like us that are at an event, I don't want to hear, and I'm going to be truthful with that, I don't want to hear the Trailblazers, Love Them to Death, Love the Caravans, but that is not what I was brought up with. You know, if I was brought up doing that day age, you know, with some thumping and clapping and breaking me to set the cross, oh Lord, me to set the cross. You know, if I was brought up doing that day, then yeah, that's perfect. But you know, I need some neo soul type flow, some R&B type flow, you know, a little rhythm, and just talking about Jesus. So why can't, you know? Let me play a cut from this. What do we think about when we play this? How can we turn this into a gospel song? Let's play around. What do you think when you hear that? You know that's high school. When we hear something like that, how can we change the words? But how can we focus? What do you think, Lisa? Okay, what were you saying? Go ahead, Lisa. Go.
Well, I was trying to think. Okay, I know. Do I really care? But tell me the words, and I'm going to fix it.
I don't know. All I know is, ooh,
Oh, see, I was all wrong already. I said, do I? Oh, let's see.
Here we go. Lord, you really care about me during this time, and you always there.
Uh-oh. Okay, now.
Y'all don't steal my words. That's poor man's copyright right there.
You better email it to yourself quick.
It's live and it's recorded, so don't need to try. It's at Eastern Standard Time. Don't go steal my words, okay?
I mean, it's kind of like the song that Kiki and Karen did, He Loves Me. You know, that originally, you know, even Jill Scott sang that.
Yeah.
And I think they did a wonderful remake of that song.
You know what I heard? Talking about that heard that we do that musical song and turn it into a Christian song. But Jill Scott, I don't think Jill Scott is more secular. Maybe some of her songs, but a lot of her songs are more inspirational. Like
right.
We
well, let's talk about that right quick, because you have some people, and again, it goes back to being super religious, because
okay.
you have some people that if it's not saying Jesus in it, then they're saying, no, don't listen to that.
Hmm.
It doesn't matter if it's inspirational or not, or if it's a nice love song or whatever the case may be. If it doesn't say Jesus, they say no. You know? I mean, seriously.
And what's the young lady, Teresa Terry, who turned Alicia Keys' song
mm-hmm.
into gospel? Some people want it all.
Yes, 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 yes.
Some people want nothing at all.
Right.
Hey, you, Jesus. You know, she took that song and flipped it around. Like, you know, Alicia might have been talking about a man, but she was talking about,
right.
she was talking about the spiritual being. She was talking about God. So people can relate to it because people love Alicia Keys and her music, but she flipped it around. But going back to Jill Scott, Golden, think about it. Taking my freedom, pulling it off the shelf, you know, one thing that God.
Wearing around my neck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's one of the things very inspirational. She talks about in one of her verses that she's doing her best and hoping that God appreciates, you know, what she's doing for the kingdom. So people would consider her a secular artist, but if you really listen to the words of you know, the music, it's inspirational, and it can be
That's
a song.
Right.
And what's so amazing, when I told one of my students the other day about, I think they were singing Gold, and I said, yeah, we sing that in church. They said, mm-mm, Miss Sanders, that's just too much. I said, what are you saying? And he said, mm-mm. He said, uh-uh, that is just too much.
Hey, he was serious.
He was serious. And I said, well, what makes you think that song cannot be sung in church? He said,
right.
First of all, where is Jesus in it? I said, well, why does
you see?
Jesus
you see what I mean?
I said, there's a lot of Christian songs out there. They're not people saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Right.
But you know who they're talking to. And
exactly.
when I wrote down the words to him of that song, he was like, okay, I can see that. But, you know, he said, that's a little bit too, I, he said, I just can't get with it. This is a young
guy. But you see, the question is, where did that train of thought come from? Where did that response come from? You see, and that's the problem, because it's like it's ingrained in them somehow without them even knowing what the words of the song says.
Wow. Wow, that is interesting.
Mm.
Wow. Shout out to those who are in the chat room. Hi, Bridget. How you doing? What are we talking about today? Those who are actually on the line with us. We were supposed to have Dwayne Williams. I'm about to say Dwayne Kelly. I'm like, who in the heck is that? We're supposed to have Dwayne Williams, the author, but we got our schedules kind of mixed up. So we're going to bring Dwayne back. So what Lisa and I have done today, we are talking about secular music and how people actually turn secular music into gospel. And we challenge any artist that is out there, if you are out there, call in and chat with us, because we want to hear what you have to say. We want to hear how you can turn a secular song that you might love so well or so much. Did I say that correct, college?
Yeah.
You might, you know, you really love, but, you know, it might not be the song you should be singing at the time because you're trying to go through some things. But we want to talk about that, too. How can you turn that song into a gospel song? So I challenge you to call in at 646-378-1119. And
by the way, what was the song you were playing just now? I want to look the words up.
Okay, that was Good Day, Ice Cube.
Oh, okay.
Good Day, Ice Cube. And what we were talking about, what I was talking about earlier, I heard a church member say they were playing. We had a little event this weekend. It was awesome. It was really awesome. And they were playing.
I wasn't invited.
They were playing a song. And she said, you know, when I was out there back in the day, you know, I used to enjoy this song. And one of the other church members said, well, why can't you enjoy it now? You just don't have to do the things you used to do when that
That's
song
right.
was playing.
Absolutely.
But why can't you enjoy that song now? Is there an issue with it? Do you feel that you cannot like certain songs because you're saved?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can enjoy certain songs. And you don't have to just stray away from certain things because you are in the church now. That becomes that religious state. Our mind is just blown away. Let me see what else songs that we have up in here that we can just, oh, my, you're going to be blown away with this, Lisa. Check this out right here. Check this out. What can we do with that?
Lisa.
That beat made me want to rap.
You know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Locked up, won't let me
out.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
But if you think of that song.
How about Locked Up in God, in the glory of God?
There
How about that?
You go. There you go.
Locked up in the glory of God.
Hey.
We get no record deal today. No EMI, no Sony. Oh, wow. But, I mean, just to think about it, you actually can take those songs and construct words that will be anointed, that will talk about Jesus, that will put it, that will talk about God. Like my song, Met My Man.
Oh,
when
yeah.
You know, when I sung that at one church, they was like at first looking at me like I was crazy.
Ooh.
It was like, is she coming in here?
Ooh.
But I was like, if y'all just listen to the words, you know, it's not my fault you were in a juke joint back in the day. But if you just listen to the words, you know, you would see I'm talking about God. Who else is going to let me gain inheritance? Is going to give me the inheritance I need? Who else can? Who's walked over troubled waters? I don't know anybody
right.
but God. You know somebody who walked in some waters. You might think David Copperfield really walked on water, but
oh,
he,
wow.
he didn't do it.
Wow.
But the only person I know that could do it is God, Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. So, you know, Jesus is the only one that could do it. But, you know, we're going to come back with a little bit more. But don't go anywhere. Stay tuned with us on Anointed Sounds Radio Station. Give you the hits and much, much more right here. Oh, wait. Can't go anywhere. We have a caller.
Uh-oh.
I was going to take a break, but let's see who we have on the line. You tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio. How you doing today?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Doing fine. Who's this?
Oh, the name is Croft. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What's going on, Croft?
Oh, everything is everything. I can't make no noise, but I'm sure we could talk about a little something.
All right.
All right. I'm just listening to you all. And, you know, I got to plug in, you know, y'all got to listen to the Coolin' with Croft show that comes on Tuesday evening. Well, check it out. But check it out. You know, I was listening to what you were saying, and I was putting in there how Bridget Campbell, she is a wonderful, wonderful gospel artist, and I was listening to her CD, and she has some great stuff in there that, I mean, it's not churchy. It's, you know, you can groove to it. And I was listening to, I don't know what gospel artist that is, but they've taken a passage out of, I don't know if y'all remember that song, I'm going to funk you. Right on up, I'm going to funk
wow,
you.
Wow, yes,
right
yes.
Yeah, it's like, we're going to praise you right on up. They done took that thing.
All
and
right.
I mean, they took it to the next level. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So what do you think about artists, you know, that do that? Just to give your opinion, because Lisa and I were talking about, you know, how religious, I won't just say people in the church, because that's not everybody, how religion has made us think that we cannot do anything outside of the church that's not to the norm.
Well,
I take a song and flip it to make it gospel, but people in their mind, they're not listening to the words, they're thinking about that beat.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's why you got a Kurt Franklin and Mary, because of the fact that they do those type of things. They make, because you have to tap in to where you can reach everybody. Yeah, everybody's not going to like Kirk Franklin. Everybody's not going to like Kirk Franklin. Everybody's not going to like Mary with their stuff. But yet and still, you're touching everybody, and you have to do that. Because if you don't, you're still going to have some souls out there that, you know, they won't even know what Jesus is. But if they can Google a little bit and hear it too, and then accidentally listen to the words, then you got something.
Right. That's right.
You got something there. I mean, you know, like I said, you know, people have to think about, and religious, I call myself spiritual. I'm not religious at all.
Okay.
And what people have to do, the people who always listen to, I know a lady right now, she'll listen to an AM station, can't hardly hear nothing because there's a bunch of snow in it, because of the fact that she feels like, it was like she got to listen to the Jesus music, but she's scared of change. And everybody know that change is not the end of the road. It's just a bend in the road unless you fail to make the turn. And everybody knows that.
Right.
So the thing we have to deal with, like I said, we got to touch all aspects of life. We got to touch the preteens. We got to touch the you know, the younger generation, 20s and then, you know, on up to 30s, and then the 30 years old to the 40, from 30 to 45, those are the ones that some of those are in the Kirk Franklin era and Mary, but above that, you have to kind of pull teeth to get people
mm-hmm.
to at least give it a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing about it, if you give it a chance, you might mess up and like it.
Okay.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, you know, the thing about it is, and when I was sitting down, I was talking to Kirk Franklin one day, and he was just letting me know that, you know, how he tried to reach people. He was just letting me know that, you know, I'm trying to get to the next level. And he made an interesting point to me because he said the only way to the next level is uphill, and I'm steady climbing every day.
All right. And especially, have you been tuning into Sunday's Best? Have you been watching that?
Yes, it was amazing because of the lady Bridget Campbell. She auditioned for the Sunday's Best. She actually made it. Sunday's Best is not, it's not what you see. It's not everything that you see, because of the fact that it's so many people that made it. They told yes to, but later on called them back and told them, you know, we're sorry, we picked too many people.
I did hear that.
Okay, yeah.
The lady, Bridget Campbell, it was so funny. She made it in Atlanta. They wanted her to come to Washington. She made it there, flying colors. They were interviewing her and everything, but you never saw it on Sunday Best. The thing about it is she did the praise and worship service for the Bronner Brothers Hair Show here in Atlanta. And she was on stage with Mary. And Mary actually told her that it wouldn't have even been fair for her to be on stage the way she was singing. So, I mean, I don't know what that meant.
Wait, go back. Let me hear that again. You said that Mary told her that she shouldn't be on stage?
Well, they said it wouldn't even be fair because when she opened up for Mary,
okay,
the crowd was just hollering for Miss Campbell. Mary, Kendall was like, they don't want to hear us. They want to hear you. We want you to come and sing with us. And then after the show, they was like, I don't even think it was fair if you would have even got on the show. It was like, you know, it was just a lot of things going on. And plus, I think Miss Campbell is working on her second music project, too. I think that's one of the reasons she didn't get on the show. But the Sunday Best.
Is she signed with a label? So that's.
Well, she's actually working. She has a project out already at BridgetCampbell.com. I think that's it, yeah.
And let me ask some, Carl. Are you her manager? You are loving this. Bridget, wherever you are, if you listen to the sound of our voice, you need to pay Carl because Carl is pubbing you. He is a huge fan. I'm telling you. You go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just amazed. Go ahead.
You know, I'm not even going to finish this conversation like that. Bridget Campbell is my wife.
Oh, see, I knew it. You know, I knew it. I knew it.
I'm not even going to do that because, in fact, if y'all listen to my show, if y'all come to my show on Tuesday nights, and y'all always end it up, I'm gonna play a little something from the wife, and you know,
that's
y'all.
That's right. That's right. That's how you do it.
But the thing about it is, all is well with the people. Need to just let loose with the music. I mean, yeah, you don't want to listen to a whole bunch of music with some serious language in it. No, you don't want to do that. But yet and still, that's just like, you know, the first person, if you really think about it, the first person who had swagger was Jesus Christ. So, I mean, you know, when you listen to stuff like that, I mean, you know, to me, it just makes me think.
Okay.
You know, I don't... You know, some people's spiritual proclivities not my business at all. But yet and still, I'm just like y'all. I'm gonna get it over. Like, why don't you like that? Why don't you think you can listen to that? Because of the fact that it's on V103, because it's on KIX 104. You know,
you know what I think it is? Let me tell you what this is just my assumption. Let me tell you what I think it is. I think is that beat of that song, and a pastor even said this, and I probably mentioned this before in the show, is that song takes them back to a place where they were doing wrong, that temptation. Mm-hmm. It brought them back to a place they didn't want to go back to. Now, if they're saved, they don't want to think about what they've done in the past. And some people are letting their past overrule them. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
So in other words, you're saying that's just like a recovering alcoholic. You don't care until a bar.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. That's like you, a crackhead just got out. I don't want to say crackhead. A person who's addicted to drugs just got out of rehab, and it'll make any sense to put them back in that environment, especially getting out of that environment.
Gotcha.
So if they're still a baby in Christ, and they are kind of in that environment, they're probably not strong enough to bring them back. Strong enough to actually, you know, control where they used to be. Or they just don't want to think about it. So they actually just, you know, talk about it or are not comfortable with the situation. That's my
I also wanted to point out that music is very powerful. It's universal. And there are even certain tones that causes you to it invokes you to act a certain way or feel a certain way. It provokes feelings and emotions. So if you're recreating a secular song that someone sang and they were talking about tear the club up or move, get out the way or something like that, you know, it might not be wise to try to convert something like that to a gospel song, because it's that music has now set into your spirit, and it has memory associated with it. So it's now invoking those same type of behaviors and the way you behaved when you listened to it the first time. So I agree with, you know, that certain songs may not be wise. It may not be a good idea to convert them.
So you're saying you can't say Satan first, move out the way. You can't say devil.
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is because how powerful music is, and because it gets into your spirit, that sometimes it places a stamp into your memory of how you behaved when you first got that into your spirit.
You
have to be careful because the spirits are waiting for any way they could get back in.
I guess.
It could just be in a vulnerable moment. You're listening, you know, because honestly, I've been to some youth conferences and things of such, and see those kids acting a straight fool and acting like the kids singing on the stage are superstars, because what are they listening to the words about God? No, their spirit is recognizing that music and recognizing what they did when they first got that music in them.
Gotcha.
So you have to be careful.
Yeah, I see y'all from Atlanta. We're in Atlanta.
Well, if we're on the air, we want to tell them exactly where we live. Hey,
I'm from Atlanta.
I got stalkers out there.
I'm in Atlanta. I'm sorry. I'm in Atlanta.
Like Lakeford Drive.
No,
I live in Bankhead, okay? I live in Bankhead.
No. I see, I live in Atlanta myself. I don't
Whereabouts in Atlanta, Cross?
What's your address?
Where do y'all
what is
fellowship?
Your telephone number?
Where do y'all fellowship?
I fellowship at the Dream Center Church of Atlanta with Pastor William Murphy III.
William Murphy? I was out with a cat. I was out with a cat yesterday. Well, he asked Bridget to bring him down so he can go to a couple of churches. He started out with Shekinah Glory.
Okay, yeah.
And he was doing his thing and he was speaking very highly of Mr. Murphy himself. So it was
cool.
And
where do you worship?
Well, Bridget does. She's a praise and worship leader at Destiny World Church in Austell.
Okay.
Destiny World in Austell. That's funny. I go to Destiny World in Norcross.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She used to be over at Greater Travelers Rest with E. Dewey Smith. I think he's one of the greatest coaches in Atlanta.
Well, Cross, thank you so much. I mean, I had a blast talking to you.
I mean, really.
We're going to tune into your show and make sure we listen. We're going to call in and talk and chat as well. We really have enjoyed it. And Ms. Bridget, telling you, great man of God you have right here, your publicist.
Amen.
Keep him moving. Keep him, I'm just lift him up because he is pubbing you, girl.
Yes.
That's right.
He's a keeper. He's a keeper.
Yes, he is.
I'm just giving y'all a little something to think about before you call the show tomorrow, if this is the case. But I know you want to finish yours, but one of the main subjects I'm going to be talking about tomorrow is this. Ask yourself or ask somebody else, or I'm asking you, is love a feeling or a decision? And we'll keep it going from there.
Okay. Love a feeling or a decision. All right. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. What time is your show tomorrow, Carl?
It's going to be about 7:30.
7:30. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow at 7:30 and listen to Carl. And also tune in to Anointed Sounds Radio 24/7. 7 days a week. I'm telling you, we will be with you. Thank you so much, Cross, for tuning in. We enjoyed you. Cross is something else, huh, Lisa?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Bridget is blessed.
Yes, she is. We are definitely going. We had some great times. But let's get into the song. We have a couple minutes left on the show. We're going to play some Donald Lawrence off his new album, his new CD. I hope y'all went out and got the album. So here is Back to Eden with Donna Lawrence.
Listen, Eden is kingdom. And Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, He made a spirit. It was His plan that we live blessed. The tempter came. We were distracted. The tempter came. And we fell. We were deemed to live a life that seemed to go. A life that fooled. A life that rejected to go. It is my goal.
Where my Eden citizens at? Let me hear you say.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Yeah, sing it to somebody.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Tell somebody, I say.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Say it again, say it.
Let's get back to Eden.
Okay, tell them how it is, y'all. But guess what?
Jesus came.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for?
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Tell somebody. Say.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Oh, you can sing it.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Everybody, sing it.
Let's get back to
now right
Eden,
here.
Live
Come on, y'all. Let's open up your mouth. Come on. Eden, where you at?
Hello, everybody. This is Donald Lawrence, and you're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio.
All right. You're back to Anointed Sounds Radio Station. Give you the hits and much more. You're back with your girl, Elena.
And Lisa.
And we are having a great time talking about secular versus gospel. Those who are just tuning in to us, we were speaking on the topic of why do people frown on when you take a secular song, or I don't know why we call it secular, but anyway, a secular song.
A not Jesus song.
Yeah, a song that's not about Jesus, and we turn it into gospel, but because the beat is still the same, why do we frown upon that? And we want to thank Croft for calling in, kind of clarifying some of that, but, you know, that religious thing can really hurt us as
yes,
Christians.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can.
Especially, and we miss people that we should be trying to reach, because
that's
we're
right.
So religious, and hopefully the church today, the modern church, is getting away from that. There's been many churches that Lisa and I have visited, getting in New Orleans, acting out there, that has visited.
That's right, visited.
And they were a little bit different. What was the church we went to? It's actually called Doing Church Differently. Remember the one we went to?
Yes, yes, yes.
Doing Church Differently, I'm telling you, we had a great time there. And
mm-hmm.
So you went back a couple more times, right, after we went. And they really did church differently. You didn't see the common musician. You didn't see the average singer.
Right.
You saw things that you probably would see at a different time. So
that
was one of the things that I really did like about that church. And a lot of churches out there are now catering to, I don't want to say they're catering to the world, but they're trying to bring the world to the church.
Right.
To make sure that they feel comfortable worshiping God. And you should feel comfortable worshiping God. That should be the main thing. So the church is trying to meet the world halfway so we can save those souls and bring them to Christ. That's the main point about it. You know,
mm-hmm.
You can't keep staying in the church walls.
That's right.
The same people. We have to go out and do some things. I know a lot
That's
of us
right.
don't like to go out because we are comfortable where we are, but you have to go out and do different things. You can't.
Well, you know what, Elena? I think really people would go out if they were trained to. I think it's just not a comfortable situation because, and actually I don't even think people even think about it because it's not something that's really pushed from a church level in most churches.
And that's interesting because outreach should be one of the main things that we do at
mm-hmm.
churches. And not only outreach, reaching, fellowshipping with other churches, other ministries, that
mm-hmm.
should be a main thing because my whole assumption of this is that if all churches in America will pull together and operate as one, we can actually take over all the businesses.
Yes.
We can take over basically the government. You know, it could be done, and it could be operated under the law of God, under Jesus Christ, if we all just come together.
That's right.
As one and operate as one instead of church on the west side, church on the east side, north, south, you know, church over here, church, you know.
And it's okay to have satellites because,
yeah,
you know, we're all over the place,
exactly.
But a central understanding, if you will, of who we are. We are all the children of God, all of us. So I hope we are people saying it.
We're all
woo!
Children of God. Some of us don't go under the law of God, but we're going to pray for them and make sure that
they
one day come to see the light, walk
yes,
the
yes,
light.
Yes.
That's about to turn out, but no, let's come to the light to see the light.
Right.
So you know.
When Jesus comes back, he's coming back first.
Right. That perfect church. That's what he said.
That's right.
So we have to make sure that we are worshiping only one God and that God only, because he did say, I am a jealous God. So who are you worshiping?
Well,
are we worshiping? I actually just wrote a song like that, Lisa.
Yes. Oh, yeah?
And it says, who are you worshiping? Are we worshiping the pastor? Are we worshiping a name? Do we go to church because of that? And I actually wrote that song in church. That's just interesting. I just said that.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it's so easy, especially in the times that we are in now. It's so easy to get caught up with worshiping and becoming idolaters and not even realizing it. Of people, of things, because you don't really understand what it means and the strongholds that they have on you until God has to slam dunk it right in your face. Hello.
Wow. That is amazing, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get back to another song. We have a couple more minutes of the show. Make sure you call in and talk to us at 646-378-1119 on Anointed Sounds Radio, the station giving you the hit. And much more.
All right. First, even all the gospel, but of my life, I want to testify a different way than some of y'all may be used to. See, this time last week, I was faced with a crisis. When my wrong turned to right, and my right turned to wrong. I didn't know where to turn, so I threw up my hands and stole along.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No matter how I feel, my answer still will be yes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Even when I'm going through, I'll lift my hands and say yes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's been so good to me.
Anointed Sounds Radio, the station is giving you the hits and much, much more with your girl, Elena. I'm telling you, we are having a great time today. Lisa and I, we're talking about some things, and it's been a great day. I'm trying to catch my breath because we've been excited. Thanks for all the callers been calling in, giving us your opinions and your thoughts. We were talking about secular music, how people actually turn secular music to gospel and why people have a lot of grip or gripe about it's God's music. If you put some words to it and it has anointing on it, no matter what the beat is, if it's talking about Jesus, it's all about God. That's one of the main things. One of the things I want to let you guys know is on May 4th. Make sure you stay tuned in. May 4th, Naoki is going to be on. She's going to talk about her new album that just released. I know you've been hearing her song, Joy, on It Sounds Radio, so make sure you stay tuned to that. We're going to chat with her. I found out some interesting things about Naoki, that she used to be a background singer for Prince. Wow, that's just hot. So just make sure you stay tuned to us. We're going to be doing some great things on Anointed Sounds Radio. So I want you to stay tuned in. I had a great time today with you guys. We're going to get Dwayne Williams back on. We apologize again, Dwayne, for the time frame. We'll talk to our assistant about that. I don't know what happened. But we're going to get you back on. And, again, stay tuned. May 4th, we're going to interview Naoki, none other than Naoki. So I love you guys. Always tune to Anointed Sounds Radio Station. It's giving you the hits. And much, 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 much more streaming in 82. Can I say it again? Streaming in 82 countries across the world. Across the world. We're international. We're trying to take it over global for the kingdom. So always stay tuned to us, the station, giving you the hits right here. None other than Anointed Sounds Radio, baby.
This is Marvin Sapp. Stay tuned. Keep listening. Stay locked to Anointed Sounds Radio.
Yeah. If he's done something for you, let me see. Don't be ashamed. Yeah. Woo. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Put your hands together. 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 Say, let's. Yeah.
Lord, I'm here, available to.